You know, we've been talking with Connor McKnight and our sports director about what's going to happen with the Bulls and the Celts. And, I think we're all kind of surprised that the Bullies are up 2-0 on the Celtics. So what we're going to do is we're going to join Andy Goresh. Andy works at WPRO out in New England, the Boston Celtics affiliate. And, Andy, what do you have to answer for with your Celtics being down 2-0 in this series? And I know that even out there in Boston, you guys, you know, hardened sports fans have to have your hearts go out to Isaiah Thomas for what he's gone through.
No question. And that tragedy really ended up hitting the team very hard. You go back and look at it, he is crying pregame during shoot-around. Then they do the right thing, and they have a moment of silence for his sister, and the tears came out again. So I think game one, you could even see it in his eyes. He was kind of looking through people. But, you know, the real issue in this series is the spite and malice that Rajon Rondo is playing with. The guy's always scoring. The Boston fans booed him. He's been a nightmare for the Celtics so far.
What has to happen next? How can you guys, and I'm not a real big user of NBA basketball. I enjoy it. I like watching our Bulls. You know, we have them here on the station. It seems to me that when these guys can work the glass and they can get their game going and they can pull down the rebounds, and then they've been really, really pretty handy with the second chance points, that they're hard to stop.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, the Celtics are never going to be able to flip the script on rebounding. What they've got to do is keep the guards off the glass. And when you put Isaiah Thomas on the floor, for as much as his story has dominated the past week, Isaiah Thomas is not a great defensive player. But you need him on the floor to be able to score points, because without him, the Celtics really don't have a functional offense. And therein lies the rub. The little guy is great and fun, but he couldn't stop us.
You know, you look at Boston sports. I mean, you guys have the Patriots. Everything is, it's sugar for you guys out there, really. And I know you've gone through some lean years, just like we had in Chicago. But lately, it's been really good. I mean, the Bruins are still in it. Our Hawks got bounced last night. What do you think? Do you think, in your expert opinion, and I know you like your Celtics, is there a way they can come back from this?
Honestly, I don't see it. And I really think Celtic fans are starting to think the same thing. Look, we knew this was a 53-win team, and they got the number one seed because the rest of the Eastern Conference came back to them, so to speak, especially the Cavs. There were people in New England that were waiting to see, okay, can they validate being the number one seed? No one's blaming Brad Stevens yet because he's only 2-10 in playoff games, but I think people know with the number one pick looming, with guys like Markelle Fultz coming out of college and real impact players, that there could be an open referendum on the structure of this basketball team if they lose to the Bulls. And, you know, I think we might be doing that next week. The one thing about Boston fans is they root for their teams, but they're also pretty real. They ain't going to fool themselves.
Oh, no, they're not going to mess around. You know, you're going to take so much of it, and then they want to see the success on the court. And it's Brad Stevens, albeit 2-10 in playoff, pretty good coach. But
great coach. Buddy, everybody here loves him.
We'll see what happens tonight, man. I'm going to say that I'm going to take the Bulls to do it again. But your heart has to just break for Isaiah Thomas. That news kills me. I feel for the guy, and I still want the Bulls to win, but you got to be a human being about it too, you know, in sports and life and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, everybody here loves IT, and they're torn because they like the person, but they don't know if they love the player.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for joining us. Bulls Celtics tonight. You're going to hear them here on, you're going to hear them first on The Loop. You'll get coverage on The Loop, 97.9 FM. And then after that game, after the conclusion of the White Sox game, you get the Bulls and the Celtics here tonight, WLS AM 890. Of course, your official home for the Bulls. That would be us.